This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us on our Discord server. Get on those Discord call-in lines. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us over at discord.lrn.fm. Once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, Mark, you had a story that you wanted to share from an author over at medium.com on an opinion piece about libertarians turning fascist, which, in the case of former co-host Christopher Cantwell, it definitely happened. Somebody who was purportedly well-educated as a libertarian at one time, well-spoken as a libertarian. Whether you agreed with his attitude or not was another question, but he was definitely a pretty principled libertarian, or so it seemed, and now he's basically a Nazi.
Right. Does he use that terminology?
Well, he addressed that during the she-male versus Nazi debate that happened on Friday night that he ended up walking out of, and he said that he sort of begrudgingly started to accept it because, you know, people were calling him it anyway,
right?
And so he kind of just, you know, accepted that.
From
even
a
though,
branding standpoint, yeah. He is the crying Nazi. Gotcha.
I don't know if he accepts that.
I don't think that was the branding he was looking for, though.
I suspect not, but when you say the crying Nazi,
he's the one.
It's likely that that's where people get it. That's what people, you know.
By the way, if you missed the video of him storming out of the studio because somebody called him a name he didn't like.
Okay, he didn't storm out of the studio. Now, I got to take exception with that. Edge stormed out of the studio. he maybe rained out of the studio. He sprinkled out of the studio, but he didn't storm out of the studio.
He wasn't happy.
He wasn't happy, yeah. But he wasn't thunder and lightning either.
Fair enough. It was still entertaining, and you can see the clip over at freekeen.com right now. So, Mark, let's jump into this story here.
Yeah, so the story, this is an article written on medium.com, which is one of those sites that basically just goes for the clicks.
Anyone can write on medium.com.
Yeah. But it's not
new. It's a
good-looking
site, though.
But it's new to me, and I found it interesting, so it's sort of worth looking at and looking at.
Yeah, the idea of a libertarian, you know, leaving libertarianism is not a new idea at all. But.
Right. Well, leaving libertarianism and then going towards this alt-right thing, this is relatively new. This is a year old article, but still quite relevant. If you paid attention to politics on the internet as long as I have, you might have.
And who is this?
This is just some guy.
There's probably a name on it, though.
His name is Elliot Gulliver Needham. He's a hyphenated name.
Okay. Yeah.
And I believe he self-identifies as a Marxist.
All right, then.
And having read it earlier today, let's see. You might have noticed a worrying and confusing trend. Traditionally, libertarian figures transitioning into alt-right supporters. I followed the classical liberal faction of the internet since 2014, the year I started becoming interested in politics. I was watching Christopher Cantwell before he became known as the crying Nazi, when his chant was taxation is theft, not Jews will not replace us. I remember Stefan Molyneux when he was debating whether we should have a government, not whether government should be used to promote eugenics. This fascinating transition from libertarian right to authoritarian right has been mirrored in just about every single alt-right figurehead. Think Milo Yiannopoulos, Richard Spencer, Alex Jones.
These people weren't libertarians.
Alex Jones was pretty. He supported Ron Paul. He was definitely
in
the libertarian area of the spectrum.
He did say libertarian right. Okay? So he is.
But none of those people, I mean, Richard Spencer, I've never
heard
of that person.
Richard Spencer has never been.
He's a racist straight up.
Yeah, he's not.
This guy says he was on the Ron Paul campaign. So that's a bit of a pedigree.
He claims Spencer was, or the guy writing the article?
Yeah, Spencer. He claims Spencer was.
That's news to me.
Okay.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know all his campaign people, but.
Yeah. This guy baked Alaska.
Let's ask Google what they think about
it. Well, you can feel free to do that. I'm reading an article here. The letter used to identify as a this baked Alaska guy used to identify as a carefree, easygoing libertarian who firmly opposed the war on drugs and championed the cause of Black Lives Matter. But now he's being banned from Twitter for promoting white supremacy and ranting about how Jews control the media. The creator of The Right Stuff, a neo-Nazi blog that hosts such unsavory podcasts as The Daily Shoah, openly acknowledges this, saying, "We were all libertarians back in the day. I mean, everybody knows this." Jeffrey Tucker wrote, "They're doing to libertarianism what they did to Pepe the Frog or Taylor Swift, to co-opt it. They know that no normal American is going to rally around the Nazi flag, so they're taking ours." What exactly makes these people so vulnerable to conversion to the alt-right? So Jeffrey Tucker gets a mention here. The guy doesn't mention that Jeffrey Tucker is ready to call out anybody who's on the alt-right as a bad guy, but does a lot of name-dropping in here. And certainly, I think it's worth pointing out that there does seem to be an issue of libertarians turning alt-right.
Well, that's not surprising when you think about it. And okay. Here's my reasoning. How many parties in 1993 were opposed to affirmative action?
Opposed to affirmative action? I don't know.
I can think of one, the Libertarian Party.
Okay.
How many parties were opposed to hate speech or hate speech and hate crime legislation? The Libertarian Party was opposed to those things. And those are the right policy prescriptions. They're not inherently Nazi, but you can see how the people who want to use the N-word are certainly going to be among the people that flock to the party that advocates for the freedom use the N-word.
Once the Nazis get control, though, they don't have anything to do with freedom of speech anymore.
No, of course not.
Well, they only like freedom of speech
when
it benefits them.
What we've seen is that the alt-right occurred, the alt-right came to prominence, and those who were seeking to piggyback on the libertarian movement were drawn out of the libertarian movement. And they're not identifying as libertarian anymore. Chris Cantwell is a Nazi. I don't know if Stefan Molyneux is still identifying as a libertarian.
No, I don't think so.
Clearly he's not one.
Yeah.
So what it's done is not to tarnish the libertarian movement. What this pipeline has done is it has lanced a festering boil within libertarianism, and the pus of Cantwell and Molyneux is flowing out now. Well, and I think it's a healthy movement to get those people out of libertarianism.
I don't know if you're going to agree with his next
paragraph,
though.
You asked if I could acknowledge this, and not only have I acknowledged it, but we've cataloged it on the air.
Yeah.
We were part of watching it happen as Cantwell became a racist as he was a host of Free Talk Live. We found out that he'd become racist. We fired him from the show in that particular case. We saw it happen with Molyneux. We also had him on the show in the past. Remember from the Porcupine Freedom Festival? He came on. He was very anarchist, very libertarian, very voluntarist. And then during the Trump campaign, he turned into a Trumper and was singing the U.S. national anthem as a Canadian on one of his videos. I mean, it just became this bizarre thing where he went into the so-called race realism, which is just a code word for racism. And so Molyneux and Cantwell went in a similar direction. So we've not only have we acknowledged that, but we've discussed it in the past. We've also talked, however, about the libertarians who've moved to the left. And I think that that's what this person is completely ignoring, at least so far.
Well, he is one.
I understand that. But he's ignoring the fact that that happens. Because it's easy to see Chris Cantwell. He's a national figure. It's easy to see Molyneux. You know, he's relatively popular on the internet and had a pretty popular podcast and YouTube channel.
He was huge in his day.
Yeah, he probably still is. Yeah. But his followers have shifted to the right. So you look at somebody like Amanda Bolden, who was a self-proclaimed anarchist who moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. She formed a voluntarist charity that helped feed people. Rich, you and I did deliveries for that charity 1 year or 2 years or something like that. And so, you know, we were involved with that. We've had her on the show on a number of occasions in the past talking about that charity and, you know, what motivated it. And then she became a full-blown leftist. She joined the Democrat Party, and instead of, like, you know, working within it as a libertarian, she just fully adopted their belief systems, married a leftist.
Yeah, she became a leftist by the injection method.
There's that, too. There's the argument that she just became whatever her boyfriends were over time. But it wasn't just her. It was also a guy named Will May, who was a blogger at Freekeen.com, and there have been others that went to the left. There's more coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, we will take your calls about what you want. Sharing a story from Medium by a self-proclaimed Marxist who's got opinions about the libertarians shifting to the right, some of them, like Christopher Cantwell, who used to be a self-proclaimed libertarian. Now, he's basically a Nazi, and then others. But I'm saying that it's not just a right-wing problem. It's a problem of people leaving the ideas of liberty for various different reasons, because some have gone to the left and very, very far to the left.
Now, did you catch whether or not Cantwell had adopted any of the Nazi anti-free market ideas? Because, you know, National Socialists were socialists. They were not free marketers by any stretch.
He is, tariffs is his thing. He tends to be afraid that some country could undercut the U.S. distributors of whatever, say steel, and therefore weaken the power of the nation and put them out of business and then do whatever they want. Basically what Walmart did to, Kmart, which was Walmart dedicated a whole bunch of money to undercutting Kmart, and
it worked.
It worked. Kmart could not compete. Kmart, then owned by Sears, could not compete, and basically they shut it down, and the brand is dead.
Well, actually, Kmart's still around, but there's not very many of them compared to its heyday.
Isn't Sears dead now, too?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They were on the auction block a little while ago. I'm not sure what happened with that deal because somebody, one of their board chairmen or something, wanted to buy it for pennies on the dollar, and they were originally saying no, but I think they might have said yes. I forget what happened there. They're sort of limping along, basically, just barely.
Sears was the Amazon.com of its day, of course.
Yeah.
So that was, you could buy heroin Sears and Roebuck. They would send you a fully automatic gun.
Guns and heroin. All in the same box.
They would send you all sorts of elixirs of marijuana. Would send you whatever you wanted. So they were not only the Amazon.com of their day, they were also the...
Amazon will sell you heroin and marijuana.
They were also the Silk Road of their day because all that stuff was legal.
So, Mark, let's get a little bit further here, and then we'll get to your calls and thoughts. Because I fully disagree that this is only a right-wing problem.
The author goes on to understand why libertarians are so susceptible to white supremacist ideas. We have to look at the history of it. So he assumes a premises, right? Mm-hmm. He says, okay, these libertarians have done this,
therefore
all libertarians do that, right?
False.
We have to look at the history of it, specifically within the United States. And, well, that's a good place to look for libertarian history. The fact is that libertarianism has always been a refuge of racism and implicit support for authoritarianism, despite direct contradiction to their supposed ideology. Throughout history, the men who are considered the cornerstones of the right libertarian philosophy supported brutal dictators. Look at Mises' support of Mussolini, or Hayek and Friedman's backing of Pinochet. It is clear that these people have always been willing to put aside ideology for what they see as an ends that justifies the means.
Well, if that's true,
such morally abhorrent cases as supporting apartheid in South Africa or the Confederacy under the pretense of states' rights.
Well, if that's true, and I don't know because I don't read those authors, I have no idea what they've said, so I'll take his word for it.
Hayek, Mises, and Friedman are important people in the liberty movement.
Fine. Just because they wrote some books and were influential, that's fine. But if they actually support dictators, then they're not libertarians. Just going to say that right now.
Yeah, and Friedman's relationship with Pinochet was not support, for example. Friedman hated Pinochet, but Friedman nonetheless spent time as an advisor to Pinochet, and what he told him is, you need to open up your markets, you need to free your markets, you need to stop trying to control your markets. So Pinochet did that, the country got richer, and then the country overthrew Pinochet. So good for them in terms of getting rid of him. Now, I believe, and Friedman himself writes about this, and how pleased he was that, you know, once the markets were free, they did not support Pinochet.
Right. This trying to smear us with the Confederacy thing, I don't know, supporting apartheid, I can't speak to that. It's got a link here. I didn't read that ahead of time. But as far as the Confederacy goes, look, if you're going to have an organization that you call a state, And that organization is going to sign on to a federation that we're going to call the United States of America. Then one would presume that organization has, if it has the right to sign up, it has the right
To leave.
Mm-hmm. I mean, everything's got an exit clause.
You would hope.
I'm not saying
that
state has a legitimate right to exist, but I'm saying if you presume that it does, and you presume that it has the right to join a federation, then you must then presume that it has the right to leave that federation. And if it has bad reasons for leaving that federation, i.e. wanting to own a particular race of people, then it's a bad reason to want to leave. And owning people is bad, but my support for the notion that a state can leave the union is not based on racism. And anybody who would smear me like that really, really does not understand my position.
Right. And frankly, if a state had wanted to secede from the union, say a northern state had wanted to secede from the union prior to the Civil War because it didn't want to be associated with slavery, then I would support them too.
Indeed.
I'd support them wholeheartedly, which I can't do with the Confederacy because it was a confederacy of economic dunces. For one thing, they managed to castrate themselves economically through having slavery in the first place. It kept them in a feudal system instead of allowing them to truly implement a market economy, and that's why they were so poor that they lost to the North. They didn't have the industrial base.
Right. I mean, you know, if you want to know my opinion on the Confederacy, watch Django Unchained. I think it's awesome.
It's a good movie.
it's a really good movie. But I do think that any state has the right to leave the Federation if, you know, it wants to leave for whatever reason. And the New England states did want to leave in, like, the 1820s. You can look it up, ladies and gentlemen. Hmm. And I support their desire to have done so.
It's about time it happened
I support John Brown.
That was the guy who went down south.
He was from Kansas
or Mississippi. Missouri. Yeah.
He went to Missouri and he basically whacked a bunch of slave owners
and set
their slaves free and tried to create a slave uprising that eventually failed and he was hanged. But
he was a friend of Lysander Spooner, as a matter of fact.
Basically Thoreau wrote a defense of what he did and said basically, you know, he had a right to do that. And I would agree, any slaver was initiating force. And so if his slaves rose up and killed him or somebody else came down and whacked him, I got no problem with that. You know, no humans involved.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Let's go on here. This lingering white supremacy in the libertarian movement carried on beyond the mid-20th century into the ideologies of Murray Rothbard and Lou Rockwell. Rothbard himself wrote that the proper strategy of libertarians and paleos is a strategy of white ring populism. Essentially, that means appealing to the racism held within the right of American society, not dissimilar to what we see in Donald Trump.
Oh, there's a lot more to right-wing populism than racial ideology.
It's a big jump.
That's a very small piece of it.
Yeah, we got more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, 50 people were killed and 50 more hurt in two mass murders at two mosques. There's word of one worshiper who took action.
There was one man who was inside the mosque of the second attack, and he decided to act. He acted in a number of ways, trying to draw the gunman's fire on himself, trying to lure the gunman out of the mosque into the parking lot, and at one point was even able to pick up one of the gunman's discarded guns and throw it through his windshield.
The suspect, 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, published a long manifesto online, and the murders were live-streamed on Facebook. President Trump issued his first veto. It came on a measure blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. Democrats plan to hold a vote March 26th to override the veto. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Edition of the show. You can dial in and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Once again, somebody on the left is trying to paint the libertarians as though they're on the right.
Right. It's a heck of a lot. Well, not just paint them as they're on the right. They're racists. And this is a lot easier than having the argument that libertarians have bad ideas. Because the left is really bad at having the argument that the libertarian ideas are bad.
Right, because ours are the ones that are based in peace and non-aggression and, you know.
Well, and facts surrounding, you know, things that work and a whole bunch of other stuff. Socialism really doesn't work.
Better to just badmouth and paint us as though we're racist, which is, you know, again, if this movement felt racist to me, I would not have gotten involved with it. If I'd gone to the Libertarian Party meetings in Sarasota where I first, you know, got involved in these sorts of things, and I felt like I was around a bunch of racists, I'd have been like, see ya.
Yeah, right.
That's one of the reasons that when I left the Democratic Party, I went to the Libertarian Party and not the Republican Party, is because Republicans struck me as theocratic, and they struck me as having a lot of racists.
I've always been aware as a libertarian that within the idea of libertarianism, which is a simple concept, it's the non-aggression principle, which says, you know, you shouldn't initiate force to achieve your political or social goals. That's kind of what the Libertarian Party's signing statement is. That within that statement, a racist could exist, right? Like, there could be racists within the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian principle doesn't exclude that, but it never seemed to be more than a very small minority, basically invisible to me as far as my experience has been. I mean, with the exception of Cantwell, which is, you know, an unusual case in my book.
Yeah, and I can think of a few others who are still libertarian, but yeah, I mean, you can say that we should have people placed on a level playing field, which is what ANCAPs anarcho-capitalists believe in, and if you believe that some group of people is inferior to some other group of people in some way, then I guess they won't be as well represented in professions that require that thing. But who cares? Mm-hmm. It doesn't...
Well, I don't even like to think about the groups of people. Like, it's an artificial paradigm that is given to me that I have to think, well, you know, how are men going to be handled in this situation? How are women going to be handled? How are blacks or whites or Hispanics or whatever? To me...
Yeah, see, I don't even consider those questions because in all... In cases, for me, the answer for one is the answer for all.
Right, and a lot of times to our own detriment. We don't think about race or gender in the libertarian movement, in many cases, to our detriment because our enemies think about it all of the time.
Well, the other thing is there are important racial points to be made from a libertarian point of view. It's like, and I've got a good friend who's a Rasta, and he's kind of black nationalist in his outlook. So one of the arguments that I've used with him regarding socialized medicine was, yeah, what kind of treatment do you think black people are going to get if the government is biased against black people and the government is deciding who gets medical care and who doesn't get medical care?
Well, the government runs schools right now.
And the other thing that I said to him, and he's pretty much a libertarian now. He was libertarian leaning before, and I think he's pretty much solidified now that he's encountered one, is, well, what kind of education do you get from the state?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody
who knows anything about urban schools knows how bad the government schools are too.
And that's how medical treatment of blacks is.
And if you send your children to Caesar to be educated, don't be surprised when they return as Romans.
Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. Rob is in Virginia listening online. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, I've got to object vehemently to the last sentence of that Marxist article you read just before the break, and also to your co-host there saying who left the Democratic Party, said the Republican Party's racist. As far as the Marxist guy that's just trying to paint people on the right as racist, as far as I know, the third party Republicans, as soon as they got a guy in as president, the country was poor.
The what?
The liberals left war to keep slavery. They killed nearly a million Americans, and it was the Republicans fighting against slavery. Jim Crow, the left.
Oh, well, I mean, the Republican Party, I think it's unfair for it to go back decades and decades and say, see, we're not racist. I mean, I will say this regarding the Republican Party. In most of my experience, when a black guy shows up at a Republican Party event, if he talks Republican talk, he's going to be welcomed. But the political
party... They even welcomed our tranny.
Yeah.
Here in Keene, they welcomed Aria DeMezzo, who's transsexual.
Right, and so I think that
it may not be the same in the South, just to be clear, but they welcomed her here in Keene, New Hampshire.
I think that the political parties have changed dramatically since, say, 1950.
Hmm. Oh, I think he actually dropped off the line. Bye, I guess. Let's see, continuing here, we got Allie on the line in North Carolina listening to WNIS in Virginia. Hello, Allie.
Hello, how are you?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I have the answer to your serious question about what happened to them.
Sure.
Several years ago, they had little outlet stores, or pretty much storefronts, and they just carried appliances.
Yeah,
and some Kenmore name products.
That's right.
Well, they put out an option for anybody local who had an interest in purchasing that particular store. Now, whether it was on a franchise level or pull out owning the store, but keeping the Sears brand name on the building and carrying the product, I'm not exactly sure.
Huh.
But we do have one here, whether it's owned, you know, separate singularly by, you know, a couple that lives here locally in North Carolina. I'm actually in North Carolina. I'm not exactly sure, but Lowe's has also picked up the Craftsman name, which is is also Sears' name. Yes, and they're selling
Lowe's. Oh, good, good.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh, well, they were a great name in tools back when they had their guarantee.
Yeah, you could turn in an old hammer that broke, and you could get a new one.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd go through pawn shops looking for broken Craftsman tools that I could then buy and return and replace at Sears.
I think the policy is still in effect. I think the policy is still in effect.
Because it was out of effect at the end when they were owned by Sears, but perhaps it's in effect again under Lowe's.
Thanks for the update on that, Allie. I appreciate the heads up, and I thank you for the call tonight. Let's continue here. Greg is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Greg.
You know, I was listening, and I was just thinking that all the parties, not just the libertarian people, have switched all the time. I mean, you know, the very secessionist and Confederate flag-waving people today call themselves the Party of Lincoln. That I find really funny because Lincoln was actually fighting against the Confederacy.
Right.
So, you know, and that's why they seceded, because he was elected. So calling themselves the Party of Lincoln while at the same time saying that they support the very states that seceded for Lincoln, I feel like you could see the parties changed over time. And even in the last 8 years, I mean, I remember Romney versus Obama, the debates where Romney said, Russia is the our main geopolitical foe. And then Obama said the 80s called for their foreign policy back. So for the next 4 years, the Republicans were trying to prove Russia is our enemy.
Right.
And the, you know, and now
Democrats.
Yeah.
So I don't think that either of these parties is really consistent about anything.
No, they're not.
They're consistent on the belief that they must disagree with the other party, which is what the thing that has amazed me about folks like this, the author here, that basically says libertarians are bad because they're on the right. Well, you could trade your enemy, the Republican Party, for a friend who disagrees with you 50, 60, 70% of the time, but agrees with you, you know, 30 to 50% of the time, depending on the situation. But they don't. They want to make enemies of everybody.
Greg, stand by. I know you're calling about something else, so if you want, we can hang on to you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Moments remain in this episode. We've got enough time. Maybe if you get on the line right now, we can get you on the air with us. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can also join our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even if you are in the remaining moments here, which we'll try to get you in. If you get in now at 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm, and you'll find a bunch of people hanging out in there talking about Jamaican jerk chicken right now in the chat room, which is making me very hungry because it's been a long time since I've had some good Jamaican jerk. Probably been 15 years, but regardless, you can talk about all kinds of different things over there. Oh, and our Twitch viewers, want to say thanks to the folks watching us over there. We've actually had a solid 30 viewers or more throughout the show tonight, and that's a little bit more than what our typical shows on Twitch have brought us in the last year. We've been broadcasting on the Twitch platform for more than a year now. We've got over 700 followers there, which by no means on Twitch is a lot, but for us, it's nice to have, so thank you to everybody who's following us there. And
I'd like to ask you to leave the window open.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as your computer's on, leave the Twitch window open with Free Talk Live there. We're trying to get to this milestone where Twitch will give us the opportunity to become sort of what they call a Twitch partner.
Maybe. Yeah. They might. So basically, I've done a little more research on this, Mark, and so in order to become a Twitch partner, you have to pass certain levels of, you know, you have to have a certain number of hours of streaming. We do that. That's no problem.
Easily.
You have to have a certain number of days of streaming. We do that per month, right? We've done that for since the first month. But we haven't gotten to the 75 viewer average count yet. So, like, over a whole month to have at least 75 viewers generally on your stream pretty much at any given broadcast time. And right now we're almost to half of that. So thank you to everybody who's participating in this. What I discovered, though, is that it's not going to be as easy, you know, as just leaving the stream open, because they probably have some sort of system to detect whether or not you're, like, moving your mouse or you're actually at your computer. So what you can do is still leave that stream window open, and at least that way, when you're on your computer, we'll be right there, and it'll be top of mind. It won't be something you'll have to think about, oh, I should go listen to Free Talk Live now, because we'll just be sitting right there on your computer. So I think by asking people to do that, we're still going to get more viewers. It's just going to be a bit of a slower process, because even if you leave it open and you go to work, you're probably not going to be counted as a viewer during that time frame. But regardless, by encouraging people to go and do this over at twitch.lrn.fm, or twitch.freetalklive.com by encouraging people to go and load that up on their browser in a tab and be, you know, it's going to encourage more people to watch more often. I think that will help us get to that partner level quicker. But apparently, just if they want to arbitrarily label you as a partner, they can. So who knows? Once you get to that level, then they still have to make a decision. So they're going to look at things like, are people participating in the chat room? They're going to look at other factors. So it won't.
I wonder if Cantwell will come back to haunt you.
The fact that we've had him on?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
That was what actually got Aria her Twitch partner status, was the fact that she had Cantwell on. It couldn't have been anything else. She was given Twitch partner status without having had the number of broadcast days per month, without having the number of hours of broadcast.
Maybe they just went through and gave it to all the trans girls, though.
Could be. I think what happened was
Silicon Valley politics being what they are, most of these organizations are probably left wing. So
I think what happened was somebody, a left wing moderator at Twitch, saw that broadcast because it was number two on the talk shows category, and it probably got reported by some people as well. So I'm guessing a moderator was watching that broadcast and was probably amused as hell by the fact that, you know, this tranny was taking on Chris Cantwell, this Nazi, so it was she-male versus Nazi, and they just said, yeah, Twitch partner, here you go. So, anyway, we're working on it. Thank you for those of you who've supported us there. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm.
Does tranny mean transsexual now? Because back in the day, tranny meant transvestite.
I asked her about this.
It used to mean transmission.
Well, yeah.
I actually asked her about that specifically. Like, how are we marketing this? How do you refer to yourself, right? And she says she thinks of herself as a transsexual.
Right. Yeah, so, she is a transsexual, not a... And usually you would refer to transvestites usually as he.
Okay.
Although maybe not when they're in drag because you're playing the game.
They're in a role, right.
But if you just, I mean, they don't generally, they don't identify as female and they don't, you know, they just identify as men who like to wear women's clothing.
We do have a question here in the Twitch chat room, actually, from DRW602 saying you have to send in a formal application to become affiliate, or rather a partner on Twitch, and says further, I think she got affiliate, not partner. No, I saw it. She sent me a screenshot where it said Twitch partner. So very cool and good for her. She deserves it because she was the one who took the risk with her channel, because we all thought she was going to have her account deleted for having, just for even giving Cantwell the opportunity to speak. But I was really pleased when she actually was rewarded for that risk. So it's nice to see that happen. Anyway, let's continue with Greg in New York. You're back on Free Talk Live, watching us sadly on YouTube instead of Twitch. But we are there. It's lower resolution for those of you who need that. Go ahead, Dave.
We love you anyway.
Greg.
Yeah, so I called in at something which may open a can of worms, but hey, I guess that makes interesting radio. So you've known me as a libertarian, but more left-leaning libertarian. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I could totally believe that some people are more leftist. But while still, you know, being libertarian, I can also believe that some people could be racist, for example, while still being libertarian.
That's right.
That's not necessarily exclusive. So, you know, but what I haven't found very recently is consequentialist libertarians.
Define
what
that.
I mean by that. So there's two kinds of libertarians. One is deontological, and that means they believe in principles. They believe in the NAP, the non-aggression principle.
Right.
And they operate
Make
just
moral based. Arguments too.
Exactly. Like praxeology and, like, you know, basically just figuring things out from first principles. And then there are people that say, well, actually, I'm a libertarian because it just leads to better outcomes. You know, whenever the government tries to do something, it usually backfires, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd rather the government stay out for that reason.
I'm kind of that. The practical type. I mean, I find it to be difficult because one of the things that sort of falls apart is that when you start arguing facts with the left or the right or whomever it is that you're arguing with, they've, at this point in history, the internet will provide you with alternative facts about pretty much anything, so it's difficult to argue facts. You know, you believe one thing about, say, gun control or whatever, and then the gun grabbers believe another thing entirely about gun control, and these are sort of facts that, that conflict with each other, and that's tough to deal with.
Well, I'm sad that the last great consequentialist libertarian I know is Milton Friedman.
Milton Friedman,
and I think his student Thomas Sowell, maybe, an utilitarian, I don't know. But, like, there's no one else. Like, Robert Murphy, I know. They're all basically principle-based. And I really don't know anyone who argues like Milton Friedman used to argue, which I really like, you know?
Yeah, aren't you kind of a consequential libertarian, Mark?
Me, but I mean, I'm not on a level of Friedman.
You got a radio show.
Yes, but I am not Milton. Yeah. I am not Uncle Milty.
Yeah, I consider myself mostly consequentialist. I mean, I've adopted the nap as a good idea for a personal code, mm-hmm. but I don't believe that the nap is carved in stone anywhere.
The non-aggression.
So, so to make arguments based on the non-aggression principle, they're all kind of circular because they all depend on how you personally define the non-aggression principle. And
well, plus it breaks down, the non-aggression principle breaks down on some issues, you know, and we've identified some of those here, like the person who's gone insane, for instance, your loved one who's clearly a danger to themselves and others and they need to be stopped. You know, from they haven't hurt anybody yet, but they're probably going to do something stupid and dangerous, so you need to, like, stop them, right? We've had a situation like that where we had...
Yeah, I was just thinking of that.
Yeah,
a four-year-old playing near the street.
That's another one. Mm. Get them out, or you're, you know, somebody who's walked in front of an oncoming bus without realizing it. Yep. Do you grab them and use aggression to get them out of the way? Heck yeah, you do if you care about the person, right?
Blind people.
Yeah. So it's a decent principle, but it's, you know, it's not perfect.
Yeah, there is no panacea.
Go ahead.
And also I see that, like, there's this buildup of, like, third-party externality. So I just want to define that for the listeners. It's basically like when two parties voluntarily decide on a mutual thing, like, I'll pay you this. Sure, I'll give you that. Okay, great. But there's a third party, let's say, that you pollute or you dump garbage on their lawn, and now this third party is basically affected by your voluntary agreement. So how do you solve that? And that's why many, even libertarians, say that you do need at least a government to solve that problem of imposing costs that would otherwise, you just screw the other guy, you know?
I would definitely say there has to be a mediation system. I don't think that it has to be governmental in that I don't think it has to claim, for example, a geographical monopoly.
There just has to be a way to incentivize people to show up to mediation through whatever means, and we don't have time to talk about
negative.
It tonight. Greg, thanks for the call tonight. Yep. Appreciate the beginnings of what could be an interesting discussion, and thank you for that. If you didn't get on tonight, well, that's all right. We're back tomorrow, and you can join us every single night because we're here live 7 nights a week. You can join us between 7 and 10 Eastern Time on freetalklive.com, and, of course, don't forget the Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm. Make sure you get signed up and open us up on one of your browser tabs there so that way we're there and easy to find. We're coming up tomorrow. See you then.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.